Okay, good morning. This is a very, very gewaldic to be here. The post-Kolel. These are the diehards. This is the chevra right here. Very impressive. Coming out. I love it. I'm sure, I heard a lot of reports over the summer. I'm sure Kolel was amazing. It was hype. It was lit. Depending what chevra you're in, you describe it differently. It was amazing. Everybody was fired up. And the question that everybody always thinks about and that is discussed at great length is, now what? What do we do now? I got to learn with the Kiva Prager at night. What am I going to do now? How am I going to do it? I got Kamenetsky. I got the Chevron Schloss. The best Madrichim. Gelman, he's great. He's great. We're the best Madrichim and the best Rabbanim and the Kol Torah. Everything's great. The great Beis Medrash, the great Chaburas, the great leagues, the great chills at night. We don't have to talk about that now, depending on what section I heard. Okay, we had a good time. We had a good time. Something a little bit too much fun. We had a great time. So what do we do now? How do we keep that inspiration, that chizuk going? So for the next few moments, I'd like to, Siyata Deshmaya, present a few etzes of how to perhaps keep this connection, keep this inspiration, keep the ball rolling. I'd love to hear afterwards if you have other ideas, but let's begin. Source number one, Pirkei Avos. Yoshua ben Prachia v'nita Arbeli kiblu mehem. The next link in the chain, Yoshua ben Prachia Omer, Aseh l'cho rov, make for yourself a rov. It is so crucial to have a Rebbe. It is so crucial to have a Rebbe. To have a Rebbe that understands you, that you could connect with, that you relate to. A Rebbe that could guide you. A Rebbe that can help you. A Rebbe that could be a role model. When you look at a Rebbe and say, oh, I'd like to be like that. I could aspire to be that way. An incredible role model. A path that I could follow. It is so crucial. If you don't have one yet, maybe develop one from Kolel, whatever high school you go to. It is so important to have that sounding board, that chizuk, that illumination, that compass in this world. I say the Rav. And we see the spelled out in source 2. Tana. Tami Chagolo. Let's say a student was exiled. This is talking about the Ir Miklat. Somebody kills Bashoge, they have to run to the Ir Miklat. Megalin Rabo Imo. It's Gavaldik. What do? The Rebbe goes with him. The Rebbe goes with him to the Ir Miklat. Why? Shenemar v'chai. Because the Pasuk says he has to live. Avid le midi titahad le chayusa. Provide with him the arrangements that will enable him to live. When he goes to the Ir Miklat, he has to be alive. He has to live. So what needs to be there? What's the key ingredient to success? His Rebbe. His Rebbe has to go with him. Because that's his lifeline. That's his source. That's his chizik. A beautiful Gemara. Not some nice cliche idea. The Rebbe really is a source of chizik of strength. V'chai. And we see this as well with Rivki Imenu, source 3. V'itrotetzu abanim bekirba. The boys were running around. V'atomer in came. Lamazanochi said, what's going on, Rivki Imenu? Anochi batelich lijosh at Hashem. She went to seek out Hashem, says Rashi, source 4. Batelich lijosh, lebeis midrasho shel shem. Rivka had a shaila, she went to the Beis Medrash. She was having a difficulty, she was uncertain what to do, she went to the Beis Medrash. So that's ingredient number one. Cling to a Rebbe that you really connect to, that can inspire you, that can motivate you. It is so, so crucial. And now, I would add, we have incredible madrichim in the room. That's maybe perhaps one of the highlights of Kolel. You have these all-stars here. You got your Schlosses, your Gelman. I only know the TBC Chevra. I'm sorry if I'm leaving out anybody. You have amazing, amazing Madrichim. I met Weinberger. Amazing Madrichim. These are role models. Stick with them. Cleave to them. Learn with them. Because they really are a lifeline as well. They can have such a great impact every single year. And I hear the guys come back from TABC. I hear the same thing and I heard it already. I have the best Madrich. It was amazing. And they really are incredible role models. Incredible shining lights. Stalk them. Be with them. Cling to them. Because they could really ensure that you keep going to the next heights. That's number one. Number two. Source number 5. The Halakha Rambam. I would advise, if you, with your Madrichim, to learn Hilchos Deos. Hilchos Deos is the Rambam. It's part of the Mishnah Torah. It's an incredible Musar Sefer. It's a Halakha Sefer. But it's fire. I would highly encourage learning the Hilchos Deos. You learn so much about life. Learn it with your madrich. Derech b'riyosu shel adam. What's the way of the world? Leo nimshach b'deyosav maysav. We get pulled after the thoughts and the actions. Acharoyav v'chaverav, after our friends. V'noei k'minag anshe medina so. And how do we act? Like the people of the place. Lefichach, therefore, sarich adam litchaber l'tzadikim, with the cling to the tzadikim, v'liyashav etzel chachamim tamid. And sit with the wise people always. Kedei sheyomov mimaseim. So we learn from their ways. V'drachek min ha-rashayim ha-olchim b'choshech. We have to distance ourselves from the wicked who walk in darkness. Kedei shelo yomov mimaseim. So we don't, in fact, learn from their actions. This cannot be stressed enough. Chevra, chevra, chevra. We talk about the chevra. It is crucial. Who we hang out with will directly influence who we are. It's a fact of life. It's not just for high school. It goes into adulthood till the day we die. Who we surround ourselves with is paramount to how we're going to behave and act. We try to follow the people we're around. People like to delude themselves into saying, ah, it's not me. That's me. That's them. I could chill with that chevra. It's not going to impact me. It doesn't work that way. The Rambam told us 1,000 years ago, as modern psychology tells us today, we are the influence by our surroundings. We are a product of our environment. We have to ask ourselves that important question. Who do I hang with? Who do I roll with? Who's my crew? Who's my inner core? And if we start to realize and identify, maybe the people we're hanging out with are not the greatest influence, it's time for a reality check. We have to ensure we're with people that share similar values, similar aspirations, similar goals and dreams, because it impacts us. If our crew's going one way, we're going to follow suit. It's so, so crucial who we hang out with. And we see that's what happened if you look at source number 6. V'dasam v'aviram, the terrible machlokas with Korach against Moshe and Aaron. B'shvil sheyashevet Ruvain sharui b'chinasam teimana. The tribe of Ruvain was situated in the south. Shachin l'kahat uvanav achanin teimana. They were neighbors to Kahat and his children, also situated in the south. Nishtatafu in Korach b'machalukoso. They got included with Korach in the machlokes. Oil Rosha, oil Shechena. Woe to the wicked, woe to his neighbor. Rashi's highlighting the point. What happened to the tribe of Reuben? Why did they sink so low? Because they were situated around Korach and that chevra, they were influenced by Korach, and they got sucked into the machlokes. That's what happens. Who we hang out with, who we roll with, directly impacts us. So it's such a great time now, before the school year begins, to start to evaluate. Who's my crew? Who's my core? Who do I roll with? Who do I hang out with? Who do I spend my time with? And to make sure that it's the proper chevra that's motivating us, inspiring us to be in the proper path. Go on to eitza number 3. This comes from Meister Shani. Aser taser kol tuva zarecha. We have to take certain meiser from your seeds. Hayotzei asadeh shana shana. Turn it over, please. We're on the second page. V'yachaltu t'nei Hashem lo'kecha. Ba'makom asher yivchal l'shakein shemo sham. Where are you going to eat this meiser sheni? The place that Hashem chose to dwell His name, Yerushalayim. The meiser, the gancha, tiroshcha, v'tzerecha, the grain, the wine, the oil. U'becharot b'karcha v'sonecha, on the top of your cattle and your sheep. Why do we have to do Meiser Sheni? L'man tilmol lirat Hashem elokecha kol hayamim. So that you come to fear Hashem, your God, all the days. The Rashbam explains, source number 9. Kishitira makom shechina. Why are you going to come to fear Hashem when you go to Yerushalayim? Because when you see the place of the shechina, v'kohanim b'avodasam, you see the kohanim, v'levim b'tuchonam, and the levim on the platform, v'yisrael b'mamadam, v'yisrael doing their avoda. What's going to happen to you? You're going to be inspired. When you come to Yerushalayim and you see the Kohanim dressed in the big day kahuna, the Levim singing, the Yisraelim, when you see this gewaldic atmosphere just instilled with Kedush and Shechina, you are going to be inspired as well. So this is number 3. To ensure what? We go to inspirational places. Exciting places. What does that mean? To go to Tish's. To go to Oneg's. To go to the post-Korel learning. To go to a base medrash. When we go to places that are infused with Kedusha, we feel it, we're inspired. I saw the clip from Kolel in that massive tent when everybody was jumping up for like hours. That was unbelievable. People were singing and dancing. That looked incredible. So environments like that, I'm sure if you were participated, you say, wow, I really felt it. Because when we situate ourselves in exciting Torahdic environments, we get lit up. We get fired up. And it takes work. Everything here, by the way, nothing's automatic. As I'm sure you heard a million times, inspiration is fleeting. It comes and it goes the next day. It's all work, because it's relationships. Relationships takes work, take effort. That's how you know they're real and meaningful. So we have to put ourselves in these tishes, these onigs, these chaburas, these kumzitzes, base medrash, and it inspires us. And it reminds us of our avoda and our mission in this world. Now we go weiter. Source, Eitzah number 4, number 10. This comes from, again, the Rambam, Hilchos Avodas Kechavim. And this is discussing what happened with Avram Avinu. How did he come to his path? He was against the whole world, Avram Avinu. Kevin Shining Male Tanzeh. This mighty man was growing up. He tchil shotei pedaito. He started to explore and think. V'hukatan, he was very young. V'tchil achshov bayom uvalayla. And he started to think day and night. V'yatameh, heichav shara shiha gagal zeh noeg tamid. He said, how is it possible for the sphere to go? V'lo yeh lo manig umi yisavev oto. But there's no leader. There's no director. Nobody orchestrating everything. Avram was steeped in a world of idolatry, where they didn't have a monotheistic outlook. And he was wondering, what's going on? How do we have this incredible sphere? There's no director, there's no leader, there's nobody guiding it. He realized it's impossible, it's doing it by itself. He never teacher. Third line, nobody taught him. He was stuck, steeped in orkastim, and ovdei kochavim etipshim, these foolish idolaters. His father, his mother was Ovei Kochavim. V'hu Ovei Mahem. Interesting. He served with them. V'libo Mishotei Tumevin. And his heart kept going until he understood. Ad Shisi Derech HaEmes. Until he found the way of truth. The path. V'evin Kavet Tzedek Mitvunasa Nechona. And he understood the path of righteousness through properly, accurately comprehending everything. He realized there was one God. He realized He is the orchestrating, the sphere. He creates everything. There's no other gods except for the Ribono Shel Olam. He realized everybody's making a mistake. Why did they make a mistake? Because they were serving the stars, the tzurus, and the shapes until the truth escaped them. This is a very powerful Rambam. Many lessons to learn, but for us, what do I take out for our chevra? We need to reflect. We need to think. We need to be thinking people. We come from Avraham Avinu. He's our ancestor. He's our forefather. We have a great spiritual DNA. He took a step back to think about life. Everybody's thinking this way, but wait a second. Something's a little off. Something's missing here. He reflected. He had introspection. I think this is so crucial. What do? Whenever we're alone, we put what they call them, the ear pods. We're scared to be alone. We're scared to be alone with ourselves. Constantly have to either be on our phones or put in music. Why? Because we're scared. We're scared what we're going to discover. I really believe that. We're scared what we're going to find about ourselves, about what's true in life. So we constantly have noise in our ears, literally and figuratively. Constantly. We can't stop looking at the next feed, the next update, the next tweet, the next chat. We have to constantly be looking and immersed that there's no time to reflect. Avraham Avinu taught us a better path. If we want to grow spiritually and continue on this journey from Kolel, we have to be thinkers. We have to be brave enough, courageous enough to think. What am I doing here? What's going on? What's the goal? Was this productive? Was this not productive? Was this meaningful? Is this in line with who I want to be? Is this in line with where I see myself 5 years from now? But the only way that happens if we're brave enough to have introspection and reflection. And some of you may be thinking, oh, that's so obvious. I don't think it's so obvious. I think we are completely consumed with the background noise. It's very difficult to think. I think we actually have to be in Avraham Avinu, on the opposite side of the world, to develop this. So that is the next Eitzah. Reflect. Think. Maybe take time at night. Rabbi Nachman always talked about his bodhis. Go to the forest. Not with a sketchy crew though. Go to the forest. Think. develop, think about stuff. What's it all about? Think like Avraham Avinu did when we're alone with ourselves and we really reflect. That's when real emes starts to emerge. And similar along those lines is the Mishnah Avos, the next Eitzah. Akavi b'mahala omer histakel b'shlosh edvar. Look at three things. You won't come to sin. Damein bata. Where do you come from? Lanata holech. Where are you going? And who you have to give din v'cheshbon one day. I underline that. La'anata holech. Where are we going? It's so important in life to have goals, to have direction, to actually have a game plan. Something that my shir last year did, they got very into. We started the shir, the Mishnah Yomi. Posna. The Mishnah Yomi. They had a goal. And it was so beautiful because the chevra that started doing it, they had a goal, two Mishnayos a day, and they saw after time, after a few months, wow, I finished Brachos. I finished Peah, Demai, Klein, Shish, Trumas. I finished things. And it's so exciting because I had a goal. And everybody's goals could look differently. Maybe the goal is to do a Perek of Nachanite. Maybe it's to learn Hilchos Lashon Hara of the Chafetz Chaim. Maybe it's to learn about Emuna. Maybe it's to do Shnai Mikra. Whatever the goal is, it's crucial. It's so easy to say, I want to keep the inspiration. I want to grow. What are the goals? What's the game plan? What does it look like? Chart it out. No professional team goes into a game on Sunday, football now, and says, we'll figure it out. They have a great game plan. We need a game plan as well. What's our game plan? What's our game plan to make sure that we're setting ourselves up for success? So to have aspirations, something I say all the time, and I'll say it again, don't wait till Israel. We don't wait till Lashana Aleph to say, oh, one day I'll have goals. Why? Why would I wait till I'm 18? I'll start now. I'll start with goals now. I'll build up now. I'll start to develop these tangible, realistic goals, and they give such meaning and purpose to every day. At the end of a week, a month, you say, wow, I did Shnai Mikra for a month. I did Mishnayos every day. Oh, I learned an Amud a day. I did Hilchos Lashon Hara. I did Chassidus. I did Musar. You start to, wow, my day has meaning. I have substance. And know what happens? Mitzvah Goreres Mitzvah. We're just going to want more. The Torah is the most beautiful thing. The more we start to taste it, it's just going to go on fire for more and more and more. So I recommend, start with small, tangible, realistic goals and see them blossom, see them develop. We go weiter to source number 12. The common thing I hear, I'm sure you've heard it, maybe you've said it as well, is, but I'm just not feeling it. I'm not feeling it. Sunday morning, I'm tired. At the nighttime, I'm tired. Just want to chill. I'm not into it. It doesn't speak to me, says the Heilige Sefer Chinuch. I would recommend this as well. Learn with your Heilige Madrichim. You could do a mitzvah night or a mitzvah or two a week of the Sefer Chinuch. It's unbelievable. He says over here, Da, his one of his most famous principles. Ki adam nifal kefi pulasav. A person is influenced by his actions. V'libo is hard, v'chomach shotav tamid achar ma'isav shehu oseh behem. Where is heart? Where is thoughts? After his actions. Im tov im ra, good or bad. Afilu Russia gamer bilvavo. Nobody here, of course, even if you're Russia in your heart. V'chol yetzer machshava libo rak rak olayom. And all the thoughts of your heart are evil all day. Im yera rucho. If you could rouse your spirit. V'yasem hishtaluso v'isko v'hasmada v'torah mitzvos. And you could be put forth your effort and osek in Torah mitzvos. Afilu shalol l'shem shemayim. Even not immediately for the sake of heaven. Me'yad yinatel atov. You will be changed to the good. If you put forth the effort, you go to the base, you do the mitzvos, you do everything we're talking about, your heart will transform. The koch ma'isav yamita yitzahara. By the koch of your actions, you could kill the yitzahara. But I don't feel it. But I don't connect. Okay. Put in the work. Put in the effort. Put in the shvitz. Put in the grind. Put in the time. Time will show you that those feelings drastically change. Such a beautiful line. Underline that 50 times. After the actions, the heart is drawn. After the actions, the heart is drawn. My heart's not there. Okay. But once we start doing actions, nasiv and ishma, once we're an action-based people, our hearts do change. And we see that as well in source number 13. Damarish Lakish. Minayim she'em divrei Torah mitkayimim. elba misha ma'amitatzmo aleha. How do we know Torah is only mitkayim if somebody's willing to kill himself over it? As the pasuk says, "Shenemar zot haTorah ki adam ki amus ba'ol." This is the Torah, a person who dies in the tent. It's talking about tumah, but this is the drasha. Reish Lakish teaches us: when does Torah become beautiful? When we put in hard work, sacrifice, grind. I get to visit the Heiliger Talmidim, you know, about every year, and I see the same thing when I go to when I see them in Eretz Yisrael. See the same thing. What happened? What happened? We're working now. We're working. Putting in the time. Putting in the hours of a night seder. Putting in this. Putting in this. Putting in effort. Many times people say, I don't feel it. My response would be, have you ever tried? Do you even know what you're talking about? Have you ever tried? So yes, do we? How much time do you have a day? Everybody's on their own level, their own schedule. But whenever we do learn to put in the effort, to really grind, to really put in shvitz, not a superficial, external, not just, I got it. To really try. Real amelus is when you see the sweetness of Torah and that passion, that excitement, and the energy will start to bubble up. And lastly, the last eitzah for now, the last eitzah for now is to realize Avinu Shebashamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is waiting to hear from us. Banim Atem L'Shem Elokeichem, we're children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not a cute idea, but a foundation of Yiddishkeit. A foundation of Yiddishkeit, that's a pasuk. In Parshas Rei, Barim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem, we're children of Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu is waiting to hear from us. And look at Source 14. We say this where every day? Where? Ashrei. Karov Hashem Mechol Karav. Hashem is close to everybody that calls out. What's the caveat? L'chol Sheikru Be'emes. If we call out sincerely. If we call out with truth. Hashem is close to us. Hashem is waiting for that relationship. But we need to be sincere. We need to make sure our actions are consistent with that means of a Ben Torah. We have to make sure that we're doing appropriate actions, looking at appropriate things, thinking about appropriate things, and in a sincere way, call out to Hashem. Daven for the relationship. Talk to Hashem in our own language. The more we speak to Hashem outside of the davening, the more, by the way, davening becomes meaningful. Talk to Hashem. I want this connection. I want this closeness. I want to be close with you, Hashem. Have that. Engage that relationship. Speak to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That is really a lifeline every single day. And to conclude, as we see in the Gemara in Yuma, Habala Tahir Masayinoto. If we have the strength, if we're strong enough and brave enough to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to come close. I want to purify myself. I want to do these things. I want to eliminate certain practices that weren't necessary. Glot and ideal, fill in the blank. I want to make sure I'm not doing X, Y, and Z. I want to take some time to hang out with my madrich and learn more. I want to take time to go to exciting environments. I want to take time to develop this relationship with you. And we're sincere. What does the Gemara end with? Masayinoto. We get the Siyata Dishmaya. We get the heavenly assistance. If we show a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we are ready to go. We want to do it. Hashem gives us Siyata Deshmaya. You guys came today. That's an incredible step. I'm honestly floored. I'm very impressed. Very inspired. You're off. Break. Da da da. You come. It's steps like this that constantly develop. And Emir Hashem, if we could try our best to develop this beautiful relationship with Hashem through a lot of effort, a lot of work, it would be the greatest investment we could ever make. Yashkoch Gadol.